I'm Jason Wirt.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rents.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine, and with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rents.com.
Okay, going down to Australia this hour, down to Oz, where it has been very hot, lots of fires down there, to talk to David Oates, the master of reverse speech. We're going to get to hear some fascinating forward and reversals of some of the major newsmakers in the news today, which is where most newsmakers hang out. David, are you there?
Yes, I certainly am, Jeff. How are you this evening?
Good. They got those fires knocked down there yet?
Yeah, slowly but surely. There's still a few more they're putting out, but most of them are done for now. But, horrendous fires, absolutely horrendous. Swept right through the Blue Mountains, destroyed hundreds of homes.
The Blue Mountains, that was a jewel. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, they are. Gorgeous up there. Beautiful country.
Well, I hope it didn't burn all of them.
I hope so, too.
Jeez.
it was a fairly wide area, though.
Yeah, it was
a lot. And unfortunately, Australia is prone for bushfires. We're normally each summer there's one somewhere. Just the way it is, you know.
I agree. Now, has the weather been odd down there too?
Oh yeah.
Of course.
Yes. Our warmest winter for ages, actually.
Huh.
And I think the warmest winter for, I can't remember how many years, but a long many years, yeah. It's certainly doing strange things, there's no doubt about that.
All right. Okay, for you who don't know what reverse speech is or who are just passingly familiar with it, let me invite you to go to David's brilliant website, reversespeech.com, and he has, 8,000-9,000 examples of it up there. You can go and listen to them at your convenience, at your leisure. And let me just warn you, prepare to be amazed. His criteria have come into being with 30 years of work and study and understanding the human psyche and how the human subconscious or superconscious, whatever you want to term it, speaks through forward speech by taking the sounds of my forward speech right now and making words in reverse. It sounds impossible, but listen in this hour and go to reversespeech.com and listen in anytime you'd like, and you shall see. Okay, David.
Right. Yeah. Well, look, on that note, we might start off with a couple on Obama, just a bit of a teaser, and then we're going to go into some satanic messages because it's Halloween, and you always got to play satanic messages on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
That's the birth of reverse speech many, many years ago. Anyway, here's Obama talking about the Obamacare website fiasco. Here's the forward.
But it's still a big undertaking. And what we're doing is making sure that every single day we are constantly trying to hit our marks so that it will be in place. And last point I'll make, even if we do everything perfectly, there'll still be you know, glitches and bumps.
Okay, this reversal is the reversal of the week, I reckon. He says, reverse, our money and our skills suck.
Wrong, money, and our skills suck.
You hear that one?
Not too funny. Yeah.
I know, that's funny. A classic reversal.
That is.
And of course, I mean, the skills do suck. I mean, the website's still not up and running or working.
No.
And, it's just the whole thing has just been...
$2/3 billion, David.
$1 billion?
Two-thirds of a billion.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of money for a website.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, his reversals sum it up. Our money and our skills suck. So, and when that was sent to me, I chuckled. Said, "Oh, good. We'll play that one on Jeff Rentz." And
that's a good one.
Here's another one, which really shows where this man's coming from. He's talking about battlers with mortgages, struggling to make payments, etc. So here we go.
First of all, you're not saving money by not paying your mortgage. You're just a deadbeat. And you can anticipate that will hurt your credit, which means that in addition to debt collectors calling, you're going to have trouble borrowing in the future. And if you are able to borrow in the future, you're going to have to borrow at a higher rate.
Okay. Seemingly having talking about the problem faced by the people, and he says in the verse, you're all pathetic.
Boy, he doesn't.
That one?
Yeah, he's just telling it like it is. He has such contempt. Oh, that
yep.
Man.
Yeah, that's exactly what that reversal reveals. Is,
wow.
Is where his head's at. And no sympathy or compassion there. It's just straight out not good. All right. Well, with those two on Obama, we're going to move on to good old-fashioned satanic message. Now, this is really the birth of reverse speech, even before I got into it. Although, hey, let me qualify that. I was the first person to discover reversals in human speech, and then I developed my theory of reverse speech. But what first got me interested in backward messages initially was the rumors that there was, if you take rock and roll records and play it in reverse, you can hear these satanic messages. So I heard of these rumors in 84, and I started an investigation into music. And started off with music for about 3 months. Didn't find many satanic messages. I found a few, but certainly nowhere near as everyone was claiming there was. And I found a whole lot of other stuff that wasn't satanic, about politics and love and topics across the wide spectrum. So I was scratching my head. Well, what on earth is this? And then for those of you who listen to me for a long time, because you know the story, I accidentally stumbled across it in human speech. After 3 or 4 years of research into speech, I wrote my theory of reverse speech. But we're going to start off with some good old fashioned satanic messages because it's Halloween. Here we have the one from Metallica, and the singing forwards, I Am Evil. So. Not my style of music, but anyway.
No.
And,
am I evil? All right.
Yeah, that's the forwards. Who needs reversals on
there
this
you
one?
Go.
You know? Yeah, and backwards is I am Satan. I am, I am. Okay. You hear that one there, Jeff?
Oh, sure do. Yeah, right there.
So there we go. There's a good old fashioned satanic message. And here's another one by a band called Cheap Trick. Song, Gonna Raise Hell. And this one is the Satan Holds the Keys to the Lock. again. Now, I'm not too sure what the lock means.
I don't hear lock too clearly. I sure hear Satan holds the keys, though, and that's, I think, enough.
That's enough, yeah. Well, that sort of says it itself, doesn't it?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So this song here was really did the rounds of the fundamentalists on the pulpit circuit back in the early 80s. In some of the recordings that I got from their sermons, they played this song Cheap Trick quite a lot. It was one of the favorite ones. And here we have the Backstreet Boys and their song Everyone. Here's the board. Oh, that's a bit loud. Let me turn that down. And this one simply says they love Satan. Kind of good. So yes, there are satanic messages, but they are nowhere near as prolific as people might say. And I think this is the last one in music. Then we're going to look at some in speech in the metaphorical context. So here is Santana, the song "Lightning in the Sky." And this one in reverse says, I love Satan within. There it is. So there we go. Oh, one more speed, sorry.
Yeah, there it is.
So there you go. There's a huge arm for satanic messages in music.
All right, I'll play one when we get back. You all know it, but we'll play it anyhow. And hang on a second. With David John Oates, yours truly, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. Okay, I'm back with David John Oates, and I think all of you remember Obama, his Yes We Can, and how the audience was chanting it with him. And David, you know this all too well, and many of you listening
heard it. I've got that one right here. I was going to play it.
Oh, well, we'll go right ahead. You play it. That's.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So here we have Obama.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Crowd chanting, yes, we can, is thank you, Satan, thank you. Is your example clearer than that, Jeff?
Yeah, I think it might be. Let me see if it comes across.
Yeah, play your example. That might wasn't very clear. I've heard a clearer one than that.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Yes, we can. 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 Yes, we can.
Thank you, Satan.
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 Yes, you say.
It
is. Boy, he's got him wired up. They're all right in unison.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah. Yeah, and Satan's not only limited to Obama. He's Bill Clinton.
So I had no idea I'd wind up doing this. But my foundation gives me a platform and an organization to take these things on.
Here he says, I am Satan.
I am Satan.
I am Satan. I am Satan.
There you go.
I have not heard that one before. I don't remember it anyway.
No, that's been one of mine I've had tucked away for many years.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for the right time to pull it out. And here's Australia's, the former Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. There we go.
What a loser she was.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. They get me started on her. You'll get me all into Australian politics. Okay, here we go.
We have democratic institutions and conventions that work well at the most important time, when they're put to the test by the Australian people at an election.
And this one says, we love Satan.
Are you not Satan?
Are you not Satan?
Oh.
Are you not Satan?
See, these are starting to give me the creeps.
Yeah, I was just going to say that exact thing. It's creepy.
No, I haven't got the creeps out of reverse speech for years. Wow.
Well, you know, in rock and roll and entertainment, Bob Dylan, a whole bunch of them have said in forward speech, I sold my soul to the devil.
Right.
I mean, they've just said it.
Yep, and that's why you're getting it on the reversal. That's why you're getting it on Clinton and the political leaders, because you've got to take that position to get heavy in power.
You don't go anywhere unless you sell out.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Here we have John McCain.
The American people's patience is at an end for politicians who value ambition over principle, and for partisanship that is less a contest of ideas than an uncivil brawl over the spoils of power.
Okay. Well, the very noble words forward, but backwards he says, sell, Satan, sell.
Sell, Satan, sell.
Sell, Satan, sell.
And again.
Sell, Satan, sell.
Sell his ideas, you know. Believe me, you know, but he's activating that Satan energy. Oh, my God.
Very clearly stated again. The cadence is right. The nuances are right. It's just a statement. It's his subconscious speaking.
Yeah. Yeah. So if anyone's getting the creeps out there, don't worry. They're not very common. I'm just pulling them all together for Halloween night, you know. But and now I've got a couple on some clients. This is where Satan is used as a metaphor. And Satan as a metaphor actually means frustration, anger, angst, high electric negative energy. So here we have a client. Let's run this forward.
Well, I see two things there. One is that I'm still hurting. I still carry that with me.
Right. And this one says, that's Satan. Now I sniff with his sorrow.
That's written away. Sniff with his sorrow. That's written away. Sniff with his sorrow.
Oh, gee, I'm getting the creeps, Jeff.
That is, there's a lot of Satan out there. That's weird.
Yeah, wow, there really is. Here we have another one. This is from a lecture. I was at a lecture, and this woman asked me a question. Here we go.
I feel it's all very possible.
Yeah.
I think one of the things you're talking about Christ helping people, he also said that we all have the capability to help.
Great, great things and things will ye also do.
And this one says, we cast Satan out of heaven.
Do we cast Satan out of heaven?
There it is. Of course, that's the this biblical mythology is that Satan was one of God's chosen angels, Lucifer, the most prized, beautiful of them all, and Lucifer was cast out of heaven when he tried to be equal with God and became Satan. There you go. So that's, that reversal actually project the biblical truth. For those scholars out there, and oh, here we have a funny one. This is a client from England talking about David Cameron, the British Prime Minister.
I was watching, to take an easy outer example, I was watching David Cameron yesterday on the news.
All right.
Announcing this thing called Big Society.
This one says, seeing the voice of Satan.
Seeing the voice of Satan.
So, but that's interesting, though, because once again, it's connected to a political leader, David Cameron.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's the way it is supposedly run at the top. They're all satanic. So, not a surprise here. Interesting.
Yep. All right, well, we'll come back with some reversals on Obama and a couple other good ones I've got. Anyway.
Very
Is
good.
Is that a break music I hear?
Yes, sir. And we'll do that and come right back with David John Oates, ReverseSpeech.com. And if these aren't real crisp and clear for you, go to his website and listen. They're just super sharp. You'll be amazed. It kind of gives you the goosebumps sometimes. They're so clear. Back in just a sec. Hang on. Okay, and we're back with David John Oates. Okay, David, those are very good. Brett, if you can, in the studio, hit the high end on the equalizer and see if you can sharpen them up a little bit. Some of them are just a bit muddy, but we can hear them. But pop the top, and we might do a little better. Okay, David, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll upload them all to my site. I'll put a page up in the next day or so with all the verses on it.
They're audible. Yeah, there's no problem, but they've been clearer.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. So we're going to move on to some Obama reversals and find out what's up with him. And let's begin. And we'll start off with a couple of House Speaker Boehner. So here we go. We'll move on to Obama.
All right.
The vans and butts, we can't be enough. Every day.
Okay. There was not much there, is there? He says, I need patience.
I need patience.
Okay. I guess he's getting a little bit irritated with the reporters, I would imagine.
He's instructing himself there, right?
Yeah. That's what we call internal dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to himself, giving himself instructions.
Right.
But here's another one, Dana.
I think the president wants to deal with America's pressing problems just as much as we do. But in order to deal with these pressing problems, we've got to sit down and have a conversation that leads to a negotiation that begins to solve these problems for the future and for, frankly, our kids and our grandkids.
And here he says, please just remove me.
Please
That's
funny. Yeah.
All right. So here we have Obama. And, once again, these aren't reversals that I found personally. So the context I'm sort of learning as I play them, if you know what I mean. It's one of the downsides of other people find reversals. I don't know the whole context. So here we go.
And here's the thing. Unlike the last time they threatened this course of action, this debate isn't really about deficits. In fact, our deficits are falling at the fastest pace that they have in 60 years. By the end of this year, we will have cut our deficits by more than half since I took office.
Oh, the water load of rot. We're $17 trillion in debt. And,
total load of rot.
How we worry.
Only worry.
Yeah,
oh, no. No. He's saying...
You can hear that one okay?
Yeah, he's saying, are we worried?
Ah, right. That's
are we good. Worried? I think he's being facetious.
Yeah.
Are we worried?
Oh, yeah.
Are we worried?
Clear as day. You're absolutely right.
Are we worried?
Yeah, well, there you go. That tells you where he's coming from. It's like the you're all pathetic reversal, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Here's Obama talking about Obamacare.
Think about that. That is what it means to have health insurance. Set aside the issues of security and finances and how you're impacted by that, the stress involved in not knowing whether or not you're going to have health care. This is life or death stuff. Tens of thousands of Americans die each year just because they don't have health insurance. Millions more live with the fear that they'll go broke if they get sick.
And this one says, yes, they get the horrible.
Yes, they get the horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they get the horrible.
There it is.
Yes, they get the horrible.
Yeah, that one's there. Yeah.
What's he saying, David? I'm sorry. Yes, they get deplorable? What?
Oh, I heard horrible. Horrible, as in H-O-R-R-I-B-L-E.
Okay.
Horrible.
Go ahead. Play it again.
Yes, they get the horrible.
Oh, I can hear deplorable. I can actually hear deplorable.
Yes, they get deplorable.
Huh.
Yes, they get deplorable. Yes, they get deplorable.
Yeah, okay, all right.
That's impossible. Right. Anyway.
Anyway, okay. Okay, so horrible, deplorable, it's certainly not good, okay? Well, here we have Obama again.
In the event of a government shutdown, hundreds of thousands of these dedicated public servants who stay on the job will do so without pay. And several hundred thousand more will be immediately and indefinitely furloughed without pay.
This is, of course, the government shutdown. It says in the verse, leading the evil Rome.
Leading the evil Rome. Leading the evil Rome.
Nice and clear.
Leading the evil Rome.
Yeah. So, he's equating America with the Roman Empire and calling it evil, and he's leading the evil Rome. He doesn't shape up very well, this guy Obama. He really doesn't. I thought Bush shaped up bad, but he shapes up even worse.
No, they're both evil. This is just a little different kind of evil, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, here we have another one on Obama.
Yeah, Democrats don't like voting for the debt ceiling when a Republican president, and yet you never saw a situation in which Democrats suggested somehow that we would go ahead and default.
This one says, surrender your beat.
Oh, surrender your beat.
Yep.
Oh, surrender your beat.
There it is.
Oh, surrender your beat.
I wonder if that's surrender your beat, as in you know, you have a beat, a policeman's beat, or is it surrender your beat in?
I don't know. Set that up and let's do it again. Let me approach it fresh. Let's see what
we
get.
So here's the forwards. We'll play the forwards first.
Yeah, Democrats don't like voting for the debt ceiling when a Republican president, and yet you never saw a situation in which Democrats suggested somehow that we would go ahead and default.
We're talking about raising the debt ceiling, okay?
Maybe
he's giving in. Maybe that's what he means.
I don't know. He didn't give anything in.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so I was talking to them then.
I'll surrender your beast. I'll surrender your beast.
Yes.
I'll surrender your beaten.
I think he's saying,
surrender,
you're beaten.
Yep, absolutely. That's exactly what it means. Yep.
Yep.
Yep, the great negotiator, hey?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, very good.
Very sarcastic, of course.
How many more do you have, a whole bunch?
Oh, about half a dozen.
Okay, all right. Well, let's take a break here. We'll do a break, come right back. Hang on. Okay, back with David Oates, and don't forget you can go to David's website at reversespeech.com and listen to these amazing examples of the subconscious, superconscious mind speaking in reverse. And when you go into a room and there are people talking, if sometimes you feel a little uneasy about someone, it's most likely because you're hearing that person at the subconscious level. Your subconscious is listening to them speak directly in reverse. And you may or may not be engaged in a conversation in reverse, but you're hearing things that speak the truth of that person that make you feel a little uncomfortable, as if the person is saying one thing forwards, but another thing in reverse. And remember, the reverse is always the truth. So you can catch people lying and not even know you're doing it. It'll give you a creepy feeling.
Yep, just like the creepy feeling you got when I played all the satanic reversals.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, once you realize that reverse speech is an active, ongoing part of human communication and constantly happening, you realize that it really forms an integral part of intuition, or why we sense, perceive, and feel something different than what's been said. You know? And many times we are hearing and responding to the reverse phrase. Very amazing stuff. All right, we're going to go to another one on Obama. This one's a bit of an arrogant one. Here's the forward.
There'll still be, you know, glitches and bumps, and there'll be stories that can be written that says, oh, look, this thing's, you know, not working the way it's supposed to, and this happened and that happened. And that's pretty much true of every government program that's ever been set up.
He's talking about Obamacare. He says, in their walk, I'm right.
The man walks, I'm right.
Walk, I'm right. You know, as he walks, he's right. He's the one who's right.
Oh, yeah.
Surrender, you're beaten, I'm right. So, and I got one more on Obama.
And that we would rather have people getting regular checkups than going to the emergency room because they don't have health care. If we keep that in mind, then we're going to be able to drive down costs.
Yeah, he says, that'd be stupid.
That'd be stupid.
They'd be stupid. Here we go.
Wait.
That'd be stupid.
Wow.
That'd be stupid.
That'd be stupid.
Sorry?
That be stupid.
Oh, that be stupid. Okay.
That be stupid.
Oh, yeah.
That be stupid.
Yeah.
That be stupid.
Yeah. And we are. That's like the you're all pathetic reversal. Let's play that one again. I want to play the first two when I started off playing those two again.
First of all, you're not saving money by not paying your mortgage. You're just a deadbeat. And you can anticipate that will hurt your credit, which means that in addition to debt collectors calling, you're going to have trouble borrowing in the future. And if you are able to borrow in the future, you're going to have to borrow at a higher rate.
And this one says they're all pathetic. Oh, no, you're all pathetic.
Wow.
Nice, clear. Wow. No doubt over that one, is there, Jeff?
No, not a drop. It's all there.
Yeah.
All grammatically,
yeah.
Syllabically, and the intonations are almost always right on the money. They're just, they are what they are.
Yep. And here's the second one that I played at the start of the show.
But it's still a big undertaking. And what we're doing is making sure that every single day, we are constantly trying to hit our marks so that it will be in place. And last point I'll make, even if we do everything perfectly, there'll still be, you know, glitches and bumps.
And our money and our skills suck.
We're all muddy and our skills suck.
That really sums it all up, doesn't it, Jeff?
Boy, that really does. Play that, to do that again, that's the classic. That's really good.
Okay, we'll play the forwards first. Now here's the forwards.
But it's still a big undertaking. And what we're doing is making sure that every single day we are constantly trying to hit our marks so that it will be in place. And last point I'll make, even if we do everything perfectly, there'll still be, you know, glitches and bumps.
Here it is, our money and our skills suck.
Wow.
He knows. They know. They know they're screwing up. They don't really care. It's all just pushing paper, money, illusions, conning. It's really ugly stuff.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good. Anyway. And, all right, I've got a couple. I've got one on Nancy Pelosi. On this one. There we go.
So I point three, Harry Reid point three, McConnell point three, John Boehner, House and Senate, Democrat, Republican, through this table of 12.
Yeah, she says, here's self-doubt. Yeah, sort of, kind of, a little bit unclear. One on Harry Reid.
How do you think they feel? Here's a president who less than a year ago won an election by 5 million votes. 5 million votes. Obamacare has been the law for 4 years. Why don't they get a life and talk about something else?
This one says, telling a war gray in the soul. That's a long one. Telling a war gray in the soul. Obamacare's been a war, hasn't it? It's a real issue, and I don't know who's gray in the soul, but someone is. And it's not a very, very complimentary reversal. There we go. All right, and here's another one, Obama. Let's play this one. Okay.
I also asked Congress to postpone a vote on the use of military force.
Oh, this is the whole thing about Syria. You remember how I made the prediction we wouldn't go into Syria?
Okay.
And this one says, so fearful.
There it is.
Yeah, Liel's a little bit faint on that one. On the end of fearful. But, he was afraid to go in, and he didn't. And I called that one prior to Syria happening. So there we go. Oh, here's one on Bush. Let's run this one, too. still got a bit of time, don't we? Here we go.
I'm going to describe the design of planned attacks on buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out.
This one says, America recovered.
I'm Eric, he recovered.
I'm Eric, he recovered.
Huh.
I'm Eric, he recovered.
I don't know whether America did recover. I don't know if that's what he thinks. But the America of today is not the America I lived in the 1990s, I tell you.
Oh, no. Oh, boy, do we remember those days and how much they've changed. Wow. We used to have dinner and talk about stuff. We couldn't even then have imagined how much this had gone down the tool. It's all gone. It's just in the sewer.
Yeah, I know. Things are grim. I don't think Americans realize that it's crept up on them. It's gradually and slowly. You know, we need to wake up and look around. I mean, look at the reversals on Obama. They're just really bad. And I can't believe America re-elected him, quite frankly. I was shocked when he won the election. What? But then the alternative wasn't all that good either. So, you know. All right. We've still got a few more minutes left.
Yes, sir. 2 minutes.
Okay, so let's go and pull out some of the classic reversals on Obama, seeing some of the classic ones that just only bolster the case. Here we have him talking about this is on Independence Day.
Let us resolve as citizens to carry on the improbable experiment that began more than 200 years ago. Not simply declaring our principles, but living them here at home. Not simply celebrating our union, but always working to perfect it.
This one says, I wreck it.
I wreck it. I wreck it.
There it is.
I wreck it.
Yeah.
Look what he's doing.
Yeah.
$17 trillion in debt.
Oh, it could be way higher than that. No one knows for sure. Nobody really knows.
That's what we're told, $17 trillion. Yeah, right. Yep.
Well, David, I don't know. I'm really glad that you're on once a month. David will be on the third Friday of each month to do reversals. The third Friday of each month. So mark that on your calendar or just watch the guest section at Rents.com. We have a lot ahead, and these reversals are really important, more important now than ever. So we look forward to it. Thank you, David.
No worries, Jeff. See you soon.
Okay. Be well.
Right.
Okay, and there he goes. And the man, he has done something that is extraordinary. And 30 years ago, and they've done everything they can to keep it suppressed. Okay, reversespeech.com. Go take a look and take a listen if you have doubts. It is crystal clear there. A little bit muddy tonight in places, but you got the idea. No accidents, no coincidences. Okay, we'll be back Sunday. Of course, Rents Radio Network programming all week and right here. And you take care of yourselves, and we'll talk soon.